Merry Christmas from Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Today we're going to travel around the world for an inside look at Christmas in three Middle Eastern countries. We'll start with the Creative Access Nation and end with a city which hosts the world's most famous manger. So let's get started. Today, as many of us spend time with family and celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, millions of Christians in Iran have to choose discretion in their faith. In fact, one report says due to scarcity of funds, the Iranian government uses arresting Christians as a revenue stream. These arrests can simply happen because a Christian is viewed as a threat to the mullahs and the Revolutionary Guard's future in Iran's government. However, in this country where sharing Christ is illegal, these people have a unique tie to Christmas. Peter Smith with Heart for Iran says it's believed that the Persian wise men who visited Jesus those many years ago originated from Iran.
As you gather around your Christmas tree, your family table this Christmas, think about how those three wise men probably traveled for months to make that journey, but they were willing to come and worship the king. And so as you worship the king this Christmas with your family, say a short prayer for Iran that someday the true King of Kings will have a chance to really display himself in a much wider and larger area. There's 81 million people in Iran. And the way I say it is there are 81 million people in Iran who are searching for the truth. And so we're excited that when they accidentally come across our satellite channel and begin watching our programs, that they realize this is the answer.
The church in Iran sees the largest response to the gospel during the Christmas season, and the Iranian government knows it. So pray for protection and the perseverance of believers there, and for those who are choosing Christ for the first time. Next, Christmas in Egypt may not look the way you would expect. It's not widely celebrated throughout the country. People get into the holiday spirit in larger cities like Cairo and Alexandria. In these cities, Christmas decor can be found throughout the local shops. But here, Christmas is more like a festival than a holy day.
All media want to celebrate with Christmas spirit, not about Jesus. This Christmas spirit is different. They love the colors. They love the Christmas trees. They love music.
That was Sharif with Sat7 Arabic. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, and they're celebrating Christmas on the air. Now, in Egypt, this means a Christmas concert featuring drama and singing, but it also means the opportunity to make available the story of Christ's birth and purpose.
I think people need for hope, need for a new hope, new way for life. They're waiting for this special events to hear about Christianity. The Christmas is the biggest event on our screen.
And today, many of us are probably thinking of what Bethlehem looked like at the time of Christ's birth. But Bethlehem today is most likely different from the one painted in many of our minds. Bethlehem sits in the West Bank, and it's surrounded by a wall. Some Christians have lost their livelihoods, stability, and their lands to occupation. Bethlehem Bible College's Jack Sara says the church in this area needs its global family.
I mean, we have a lot of visitors who visit Bethlehem during Christmas, but sadly they don't even care to understand what's the situation of the Christians here, or even don't take the step to ask if there is a church or Christians that worship here.
The Palestinian church needs and yearns for the prayers of its brothers and sisters abroad.
Christmas has also more meaning when the church is vibrant and alive and gets really on the move in terms of building God's kingdom. So the Palestinian church is in need of all these brothers and sisters around the globe to, you know, hold its hands and raise them up so that we continue declaring the message Christmas in the land of Christmas.
So this Christmas, pray for believers in Bethlehem and in the rest of the Holy Land. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you want to find your place in any of the stories you've heard today, head to our website at missionnews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Rich Hulls, Dodd Morris, Lindsay Coe, Beth Stoliker, Alex Ann Holt, Katie Harth, Lindsay Steele, Julie Bourdon, and Anna Deckert, I'm Ruth Kramer. Merry Christmas, and have a happy new year.